Tonight is August 22nd, 2023, and this is Tony McCurry, CBG Tony, doing a study. And this is going to be Fruit of the Spirit, number 34, Chip. Chip gave me a hard time because I didn't have my numbers in order. And rightfully so, I should be. I should have all my numbers in line. And I'll try and remember that for the future to make it easier on Chip. The man goes through, I think he had over 2,000 studies that he's got published the last time he published them. So, but yeah, this is going to be another of my Fruit of the Spirit, and it's going to be tied in with the topic of keeping the faith. Like Dr. Mike asked me when he chimed in a while ago, so how's your faith, Tony? And, well, I'm keeping it. I'm keeping the faith. But let's look at, in my previous studies, you know, I've presented this as a practical study on my series and addressing the walk in our life, or my life, in my daily life, with all the attributes of Christ and Paul's teachings during their ministry on earth and to those the dispensation they were. I've often felt that I come short on many occasions. This personal study into these passages helped solidify my relationship with Christ, my head, and to seek counsel through the Spirit as to my personal walk. I do feel like these studies, me being a student in God's Word, has helped me be a better person in general and in my workforce, and maybe not while I'm driving down the road, but as a whole, even that, I do tend to have a little more patience. And Candy's having a little doubt over here. Well, I like to go a little fast occasionally. But let's look at Ephesians 5, 1 through 12, and I will be skipping 3 through 7 for a simple reason that that's all the nastiness that we're not supposed to be doing. But Ephesians 5, 1 through 12. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And that is the technon children, as innocent children. You know, he asked us to be his children, innocent children that have no hatred in their heart for nobody, but and walk in love, as Christ also had loved us and had given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. You know, our prayers go up to the Lord as a sweet-smelling savor, it says in Scripture. And even our testimony that we have when we walk in Him is also a sweet-smelling savor to God. I sometimes ask myself, am I walking in love? You know, when we look at the world economy, there's just so much hatred being spewed everywhere. It's all we can do to present ourselves in love, even when there seems to be no love around us. And then we go down to 8. It says, for you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. And walk as children or technon of light. Now this light is the light of the Lord in the way that we present ourselves to people and the way we walk in general around people. It says, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So I ask myself, am I proving myself? Am I being proved what is acceptable unto the Lord? And in doing that, I say, you know, keeping the faith is being acceptable in the Lord. In this study, I'm focusing on keeping the faith because in today's economy, there's so much happening that I feel overwhelmed with the pressures that's coming from the world, either from help with family members or situations with helping support organizations, or stresses of the economy through our administration's actions and forecast of soon future economic situations and shutdowns. Because they're already talking about shutdowns going to happen again. And it's going to be 2020 all over again. We have to keep the faith and follow the Lord's direction through prayer and praying for each other, that we all make the right decisions and do what is right. And sometimes doing what's right is not really paying attention to what the administration or the world economy is telling us what to do. Because it's been proven in many cases that they're looking for our best interest. When we study Ephesians 5, we see how we are to walk in that we are proven acceptable unto the Lord in verses 1 through 21, and when we can in faith follow Ephesians 6, using or wearing the armor of God as the shield and the buckler to help us. In Ephesians 6, 11 through 18, we see and we've heard countless times how we're to put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we don't have to look far. All we have to do is turn the TV on to CNN or any news channel as far as that goes, and we can see the spiritual wickedness in high places that's been taking place. It says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The armor of God is what we depend on. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us, and the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, is the only offensive tool that we have. But stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth, the belt put around you is with truth, and this is God's word, is the truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. And we'll see later that in Thessalonians the breastplate is the faith. So we can maybe compare. But say in Ephesians 6:15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now that is our walk. That's the way that we are to walk. And I can safely say that every man that I'm looking at on this table in front of me, on this board, have a very peaceful walk about. And that is a testimony to the body. And that's my job to present to the Lord that my walk is presented and acceptable unto the Lord as, you know, being the gospel of peace or the good news of peace. And it says, above all, take the shield of faith. Above everything else that is there, it says, take the shield of faith. This faith is the absence of things. How does it go? Hebrews 1, it's a Hebrews 11. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. It's substance and evidence. I don't have to see it to know that it's there. I don't have to touch it to know that it's there. Through faith, I know God is still in control and His will be done. So, wherefore, ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It's been said before that those are javelins. And we can safely see where some javelins could be coming from for the LGBTQ community, because when there's any so-called peaceful riots, there seems to be no peace whatsoever with that community. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And not only that, but to watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Keeping the faith in God is knowing that whatever trials I have, I know He or His shield will be there with me through it all. He, God, shown me more and more that I worried way too much in the past in the trials I was facing. We can look back on the Thessalonians of this dispensation, which is a kingdom of, they were having a lack of faith as to following God's direction or Paul's teachings. And in 1 Thessalonians 3, 5 through 7, let me clip to there. Watch it so I can see it. For this cause, when we could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. Now, the have tempted you is the indicative that's used in the former sentence, and is subjunctive in the latter, translate therefore to know whether happily the tempter hath tempted you. So it ain't a matter of the tempter tempted you. You enjoyed it being tempted. And in the indicative implying that he supposed such was the case. So Paul felt like that was the case. And our labor may prove to be in vain. So this was what Paul was dealing with the Thessalonians. But now when Timotheus came from you to us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, love, that you have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all your affliction and distress by your faith. So we look in 4. And read down to, I think it's 14, but I can write it down here. Furthermore, 1. Then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received us, how ye ought to walk and to please God, so that it would abound more and more. For ye know that what commandments we gave you by the Lord. So this is definitely pre-dispensation. They're talking commandments in the kingdom. For this is the will of God in your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that you should, one of you, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. So he's criticizing. So y'all know better than this. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but holiness. So Paul is telling them, so listen, guys, you need to straighten your act up. God didn't call uncleanness, but holiness. Says he that therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it toward all brethren, which are in all Macedonia, which we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more, and that you study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you in 12, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, that you may lack nothing. Now let's turn to 5:8, and then we get to 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, but let us who are of the day, here we are with the light. So this can be comparable to Ephesians 6 or 5. Let those of us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith. Here the breastplate is faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. And in Ephesians 6:14 it says, therefore stand, having your loins girt about with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness. Here we have righteousness and faith being the breastplate, which covers the heart of the believer. So in either sense, it covers two very critical organs of the body. Excuse me. The helmet and the breastplate defend the two vital parts, the head and the heart respectively. With head and heart right, being right by God, the whole man or the whole body is right. The head needs to be kept from error, the heart from sin, for the breastplate of righteousness. In 6:14, we have here the breastplate of faith and love. For the righteousness which is imputed to man for justification is faith working by love. Faith as the motive within and love exhibited outwards constitute the perfect righteousness. We can read Hebrews 11, and we know this is all those in faith. We got time to read that, so let's go through Hebrews 11. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We don't have to see it. We know it did because God's Word said so, through faith. By faith, Abel offered unto a God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that was right, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was found, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had the testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That can fall into, if people claim to know the mystery, but if they don't believe God or don't believe John 3:16, then they have to believe God first. They have to accept the fact that God's word is true. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, he not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, not knowing where he was going. But he did it through faith, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which was had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered with child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even one, even him as good as dead, so as many stars of the sky and the multitude and the sand which by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. It says, having seen them afar off, they took God at his word. Seen them afar off. They know it's going to happen. They know they're going to receive their promises. For they say such things, declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead from whence he had received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worship, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of departing of children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and he were not afraid of the king's command. See, here's where they went against the ruling authority of the world. It's not the first time that that happened with God's people. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is this. Through faith he kept the Passover, and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, which the Egyptians, saying to do, were drowned. All this by faith in knowing that God was with them. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down, and they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished, not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, all of Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped mouths of lions, quenched violent fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. The others were tortured, not at deliverance, that they might attain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were chanted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, and in dens, in caves of the earth. All these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Every one of these of faith were the lineage of Christ. Since Christ is our head, we now go with their faith and Christ's faith and God's faith, and we take whatever comes our way today in faith, knowing that God is still in control. After reading Hebrews 11, we see that by faith, all the believers went against world authority and followed God's direction. We can't ignore that even today, the world authority is evil. And we need to follow God's direction through Paul's teaching, guided by the Holy Spirit, and lean on the faith of Christ, our head, and his comforter in guiding us daily. Even if it leads to future persecution that we know is near. Through faith in God's operation today, we know that our sins are forgiven. I personally grieve myself knowing that I fall short in following his directions. But through faith, I am blessed beyond measure, knowing that I am sealed and seated in Christ awaiting the appearing. No matter the trials we are enduring today, in bold letters, keep the faith that God is still in control and pray his will be done in all our lives. I know that even if a trial takes my life, that I'm already part of his body, and that when he appears, I will be there with him, as it states in Colossians. It's a done deal. Keep the faith. Colossians 3:3-4, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And let's finish off with 2:12 of Colossians. Buried with him in baptism, wherein I are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again, Lord, and thank you for all these that died with faith. And Lord, we just thank you for your faith and knowing that you will be the finished work. no matter how ugly we see it or how ugly the world is, those of us that have the faith in knowing that you are the God and Christ our head is there. For all these things we ask, be with all the saints, Lord, for it's in Christ's precious name I pray. Amen.